the Equality Act is a nuclear bomb on faith communities and any communities or individuals who have a traditional understanding of marriage and sexuality. Say you're an organization that does not accept the notion that a boy can turn into a girl because they decide that they're going to be a girl and they're going to now use girls' restrooms. Well, under the Equality Act, you're going to be sued. Guarantee you, you'll be sued. Because the Equality Act essentially says that any attempt to delineate male and female is discrimination. That the example I gave, showers, locker rooms, any area where a religious organization or other organization attempts to live up to its ideals, even potentially when it comes to marriage, because that's already happening, they're welcoming lawsuits. So say you're a church that doesn't recognize same-sex marriage, that understands marriage as the union of a man and a woman, say the Catholic Church, and say in your hiring practices in your schools, you say, well, anyone that's hired for us, a part of what they're doing is being a minister, because our whole reason for having our own private schools is to teach our faith. Or this equally works for evangelical Protestants, Mormons, Orthodox Jews, any private school. Well, under the Equality Act, you are going to be sued if you say that supporting same-sex marriage, living in a same-sex marriage, being a man and deciding that you're now a woman and going through a transgender change as a teacher at one of these schools is not acceptable, well, you are going to be sued. So that is why it's a bomb. It's a bomb on freedom of association, freedom of religion, rights of conscience. And luckily, right now, it doesn't have a chance passing. But some Republicans, like Susan Collins, have unfortunately endorsed it. And I do think that you have a real threat of it passing if the Biden-Harris ticket wins.